Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. I'll explore the connection to the human spirit in a way that helps to navigate your life, including crisis. I am passionate about helping you to open up to your intuition and the metaphysical world of spirit to find your confidence and your own inner guidance. Take a pause, be inspired, learn ways to show up focused, centered, and more dynamic in your everyday life.
Welcome back to the Empowered Spirit Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today. Are you looking for a magical place to shop and hold space? Check out Ritual and Shelter online or in Homewood, Alabama. Browse through their bookshelves covering topics such as energy healing, Reiki, chakras, auras, accessing the Akashic Records, shadow work, astrology, and earth-based healing. You can also find herbal teas and tinctures alongside crystals and oils to help establish a mindful mindset and fluid ambience before meditation, ritual work, and reflection. Ritual and Shelter is dedicated to providing one-on-one, in-depth conversations with customers to help them find the most efficient healing methods and resources that match the customer's unique interest and energy. They offer tarot sessions as well as Reiki, sound bolt, and crystal healing. Visit ritualshelter.com to book an appointment and bring peace back to the body, mind, and spirit. As this podcast goes to air, we have moved through some deep spiritual and cosmic energies. We are out of the eclipse portal and Mercury retrograde too. It's a time to notice the shifts that have been going on for you. It's a time to take new steps forward and find purpose to your path. I know for myself, it hasn't been easy facing the shadows that the eclipse brought in, but I also know the very tools I teach is what has helped me to move through. Last week, I'll be honest, I felt like I had just had enough. Right in the midst of everything in my busy day, I just stopped. I went for a walk, and I allowed myself to move through the darkness by asking questions. What is this about? Why am I doubting myself? What can I do? And the message I heard was, just walk through and allow it to lift. So I did. And true to the message, it lifted. I felt this lightness. I felt myself moving out of this dark portal of energy, and I now feel this new path opening. It doesn't have all the details, but the potential is there for me to fulfill. It's kind of like, you know, in the tarot, when we talk about maybe the Fool card or aces. It's up to me to take that leap of faith and trust the light is guiding me, and I get to create my light, my path. Do you need help finding tools and ways to help you open up to your path with a fresh outlook? Do you need a better understanding of how to connect to your higher self or even create a spiritual practice? My private mentoring Empowered Spirit program has a few openings left for the spring season. It's a program where I help you repattern and learn tools and techniques to break free and create a path to empower your body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Schedule a spiritual makeover breakthrough call with me, and let's see what the number one thing is that you can do to break these old patterns. The link will be in the show notes. In today's episode, I wanted to reconnect with the idea of how learning to communicate with the spirit world can help you make choices on your path. My guest is Alexandra LeClaire. Her latest book is called Healing Wisdom from the Afterlife. In this episode, we talk about how we can bring forward messages from our spirit guides, from our ancestors, and those that we love. We talk about how we are never alone and that our soul continues on long after our body breaks down. Before we get into the interview, let's take a moment to pause and breathe and set an intention for wherever you are right now. So if you can, close the eyes, taking a nice deep inhale, breathing up the body. And as you exhale, bring all your energy into you, slowing down. Inhale, expanding the breath up the body. And exhale, calling in your spirit, Feel the spiritual body aligning right on top of the physical, the emotional, the mental bodies, centering, aligning. Inhale, breathing up the body. And exhale, dropping right into the heart, right into the deepest part of your heart. Feel that connection, your spirit and the greater spirit. Know that you're loved, guided, protected. Feeling all this energy coming in around you. Sending a little Reiki out to you as well. Taking a moment. Noticing. Noticing where you are on this great wheel of life. Noticing your path. Allowing for this freshness of energy to come in for you. So let us call in the directions for guidance and protection to the east, the south, the west, and the north, above you, below you, right into the very center, deep into your heart, calling in our masters, calling in our guides to ask, to receive messages for your path, your life. Setting an intention to allow you to take a fresh step forward. See and hear and feel and know these messages that are coming in for you. And allow the elevated emotion of how you want to feel taking this fresh step. And allow it to radiate out all around you, programming your aura, empowering your energy, lifting your vibration. See yourself. Surrounded in this beautiful white light. Only good coming to you, only good going from you. Taking a step forward. Inhaling and exhaling all the way down, deep into the earth, grounding. Opening the heart, feeling the light of the third eye. And as you're ready, blinking the eyes back open, coming back. My guest today, Alexandra LeClaire, was the president of an international television production and multimedia firm before discovering her shamanic vocation. She has spent the past 20 years working privately with clients as an energy healer and medium. During this time, she has also been traveling across the United States and abroad, giving workshops, teaching people how to communicate with the spirit world. In her new book, Healing Wisdom from the Afterlife, Alexandra presents wisdom from the spirit world on the cycles of death, life after death and rebirth, and reveals how communicating with spirits can help you navigate daily life and support your soul's purpose. Alexandra's home base is in New Rochelle, New York. Alexandra is involved in First Nation spirituality and ceremony, and she is also a consulting hypnotist. So let us welcome Alexandra to the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here speaking with you, Terri-Ann.
Yes, I'm very excited too. I do a lot of this work, so I'm interested to see how you work and how you bring all these messages forward and what you can share with us. As we go to start, I do like to ask, what led you to writing this book right now?
Well, I wrote my first book, Seeing the Dead, Talking with Spirits, about 20 years ago. And since that time, I've been working as an energy healer and a medium. And all along the way, I had incredible experiences, facilitating people's healings, and also learning about how this life is organized, this incarnation business and death and what happens afterwards and past lives and all of that. And so after these 20 years of doing this, all of a sudden, Spirit said, look, you've got to show people how they can navigate through life better. Because I think that very often we feel that we're like a ball in a pinball machine, and we're launched into the air, and then at one point we're celebrated and ding, 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 everything is wonderful. And then all of a sudden, bloop, we find ourselves in a whole different place and nothing is working and we don't know why. And then all of a sudden we're elevated and celebrated and then back and forth and back and forth. And then all of a sudden game over. It's like, what happened? Well, I have found that there are five different elements. Then when you put them all together, it gives you the secret of what's going on, and gives us more of an idea of how to navigate and not really feel like a helpless ball in a pinball machine.
So before we go on, let's just take a pause here. So this was your impetus for writing the book, was that you had all this information that you wanted to bring together.
That's right. Healing wisdom from the afterlife.
How to communicate with the spirit world. As we go to break this down, you found this to be very helpful in today's society to understand more and more of how to communicate.
Absolutely. I think that it's something that everybody can do. Communicating with spirits is something that people do without even realizing it. And it's very similar to being in a foreign country where you don't understand the language and there's a different alphabet, so you can't even begin to understand what's written. And once you begin to learn to communicate with the spirits, it's like learning that foreign language. And all of a sudden, there are all these things that are going around us and that are there to help us and to make life easier that we become aware of. And these spirits around us are trying to help us. And so when we can speak with them, it's fantastic. And it's almost like playing the piano, where everybody can try to play the piano and derive some sort of pleasure from it. And some people just happen to be really, really good at it. So it's always important to try to learn it, because it always brings wonder and love and joy.
Yeah, I agree that we all can do this. What's the difference between channeling spirit messages and communicating with spirit messages?
Okay, channeling spirits is when you actually incorporate them. And I don't do that simply because I choose not to. I'll give you an example of when I channeled a spirit. I was with a woman, and she wanted me to, I was kind of caught surprise, and she said, "Oh, can you please contact my mother? I know you can do it." And so I mistakenly thought to myself, "Okay, let her in." And in about half a second, I started to cry and I started to shake. And I threw myself on this poor woman and hugged her and patted her back. And then I kind of got back into myself, like, what happened? Well, it turned out that her mother had Parkinson's and was shaking, and that at the end of her life, she couldn't talk. But what she would do is hug her daughter and pat her on the back the same way I had. And so what I had done was channel that spirit. What I prefer to do is contact the spirit, which means I can hear them, I can see them, I can communicate with them, I can feel them, but I don't let them take over my body. And I recommend for people to contact spirits.
So that would be your difference.
Yes, that's a very distinct difference.
So instead of it taking over your body,
I communicate as an individual with the spirit, as another separate entity, rather than allowing a spirit to simply talk through me. I think that that's a wiser thing to do for anybody, actually.
Yeah, I think there's all kinds of ways of communicating with spirits. And would you say that we all have spirits around us that we can bring in and talk to?
We all have at least our birth spirit. We get one when we first get into utero, then, you know, we have a birth spirit that hovers around, and then it ends up spending the rest of our lives with us, and who loves us unconditionally, but is not allowed to really interfere with our life unless we're supposed to accidentally kill ourselves before it's our time to go. In that case, the birth spirit would step in. And then we have other spirits around who come and join us because of what our interests are, what we're trying to do. And they come to help us. And then we have all kinds of relatives around who come and visit, and friends who passed, and all kinds of good things like that. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful world. You know, once you're open to it, it's great.
I agree. We can have many spirits around us, and we can learn to communicate with all kinds. I definitely agree. And I think everybody can do this for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you do get a lot into your book about what happens when people die. Let's talk a little bit about that. How do we know this? What goes on?
Well, the way I know it is through my many years of communicating with spirits, and also with different clients, and the things that I have learned, and also through taking these different clients through past life experiences too. And so basically, once we die, which means that our physical body falls apart. It just doesn't work anymore. And so our soul leaves it, and our soul lives forever. And what's pretty interesting is that it's kind of like our soul has its cyber cloud, and we can relate better that way these days, where that incarnation exists forever. And so that's how I can contact somebody who passed 40 years ago, because that incarnation is always intact and available. The first thing we experience when we pass is someone comes to get us, a spirit who we love, maybe a parent or a grandparent or someone else who we love and trust shows up when we're passing and convinces us to just follow along. Then we go through a time of life review. And this is something which is very unemotional. It's something that is simply, it's not, you know, were you good, were you bad? It was, what were your decisions? And how did these decisions turn out? How did they affect other people? And so we do this analysis. And then after that, we're ready to plan a new life. And of course, we agree to plan that new life. And but we don't necessarily choose everything that's going to be in it.
Who do you think we're having the analysis with?
I think there's a greater power. I do. I really believe. I happen to be Christian, but I think all religions that teach kindness and goodness and love are good. I think every single person has a private communication with a higher benevolent power, and that these spirits around are all part of that higher benevolent power. All there to help us.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah. So you talked about the five elements. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay. Well, of course, we start out with our soul. And then the soul finds a physical body to communicate with. And it's all kind of like the soul is trying to civilize and teach the physical body to be a better person. And there's a dance that takes place. The physical body has what I call an internal rule book, which other people might call a subconsciousness, that really remembers absolutely everything that happens to us. And with that, every event is an emotion that is helpful or not. And then we also have our chatter mind, which is the ally of the internal rule book.
Yes, we have that for sure.
And the chatter mind is there. It's supposed to be helpful, but most of the time it's not, because it's the little voice that prevents us from moving forward as we develop these invisible fences around us that prevent us from moving in different directions. And then finally, we have spirits there to help us. And it really is up to us to open up to that spiritual communication. And that could take the form of, for example, if you hear a certain song and it reminds you of somebody who you love very much and might miss, that's that spirit letting you know, hey, I'm not far away. I'm here with you. I'm trying to let you know that I'm here with you. An example is my brother who passed loved Corvettes, just loved Corvettes. And where I live, there are not very many people had Corvettes. In fact, I didn't know anybody who had a Corvette. And I was missing my brother, and all of a sudden there's a Corvette that showed up in front of my house. It's like, okay, hey, Gary, I guess you're around. You know, so they have these little ways of showing us. There's a beautiful story of a client of mine whose husband passed, and their good time was in the morning breakfast. And after all of the rigmarole of the funeral and all of that, it was the first morning she was facing breakfast really, really alone. She sat down, she looked out her window, and in the bird feeder, there was a brand new bird. And she knew that was her husband. And every day that bird was there faithfully having breakfast with her, just as her husband had.
Yeah, my dad shows up in antique cars. He had a love for those too. And we were just talking about this because my mother shows up as hummingbirds and my dad shows up not as a bird. And I was trying to think of what it was, but it is. It's those funny little cars. He loved them too. He had a Corvette. He had those, like, those rebuilt Model Ts and all. So I agree with that. They can show up in many ways. I think it's really fascinating. When we know that connection is going on, we have this feeling like, yes, this is it. And it shows
Absolutely.
Up at like really important times for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
So definitely. Do you think knowing about your past life is helpful in this lifetime?
I think so. What I've been doing more recently is communicating with people in their past life. And I go to the most influential past life for this incarnation. And I'll give you an example of one that happened. There's a man just who had a very, was having a very nice life. And in his past life, it turned out that he was born as a First Nation person, a man. And he ended up going, this was, he said it was in, he identified the Minnesota area. And he said that as a very young man, he went to work for a farmer. And while he was working there, the farmer's wife, who identified with having purple ribbons, that she somehow seduced him. And then he started drinking alcohol. And then the farmer left his wife. And then there was the man himself who was there, but he was an alcoholic, and then he couldn't go back to his tribe because they didn't want anything to do with him anymore, and he died as an alcoholic. So in this life, he identified the woman as his ex-wife, and I saw how in this life he had had the strength to absolutely leave her and to get on with his life and not suffer in a relationship with her. And beyond that, he had turned into an alcoholic. But in this life, he was able to become sober. So it was very interesting how these two major points of that past life, he did better this time. And one of the interesting things that I found too is that as I was doing this past life regression with him and took him to the point of leaving that past life and went into the review time, he was very quiet. And I kept asking him, what's happening? He said, reviewing. I said, well, what's happening? Reviewing. What are you reviewing? Reviewing. And then all of a sudden he shouted, I want a redo. I was like, okay.
And there's the healing, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then but what was interesting is that the redo that he expected was the redo that he had experienced before. And here he was born into, a regular family in New England, and a very different existence. And he wasn't very happy about it. In fact, he didn't really find any joy until he went to visit an uncle up in Canada. And up there, his uncle introduced him to canoeing. And all of a sudden, out in nature, canoeing, he was in his element. He had found his salvation. And that went throughout his life. He continued kayaking, canoeing, and being out in nature. And that was really his tremendous joy. And I think what really got him through a lot of these difficult times.
So the body holds that awareness of a familiar energy. So the canoeing became that. I find it fascinating too, when we have these reconnections, and it does help us to heal. And I agree. I work in the Akashic Records. So I help people in this lifetime, and then we start moving back, and then we can even go to the future, but really bringing those sources of triggers and understanding. So I totally agree. I think it's very valuable when we can understand more about what we bring forward, and the wisdom, not necessarily the struggles, but the wisdom we bring forward can help us in this lifetime. So I totally agree with you on that. It is fascinating. And then we get triggered in this lifetime, and it takes us back to when we have those traumas. We should do something, or we make another contract. I'll never do this again. It is fascinating how we can break these. And the body does hold that. It holds it. It can't remember everything, but it can hold it. That's where the Akashic Records work. You talk about very early on in your book about how sometimes, like, we're going along our path and we up level, and then something comes in and changes it again. And we go, what's happening? And then we have to go through those struggles and kind of like that pinball. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, as you know, with the Akashic Records, there's a certain number of things that are written that are going to happen no matter what. There are very strange ways that they just appear and could be very hurtful. Very often it's to get us to be different people than we are, to get us to go in the right direction. Sometimes being ushered into a direction that might be better for us, but we don't realize it, can be very painful. And we can fight very hard to avoid it. So, and sometimes, illness comes in also that can be planned. That's why we can feel like we're launched and, some things are successful and wonderful, and then all of a sudden it's not. And as we navigate through life, one of the things that is helpful to people is to know that when we plan some of these things, major things that happen in our lives, then when they turn sour or feel sour or very negative, when this was planned, we felt we would learn something from it, and that it's up to us to take whatever happens as an experience and learning experience that we believe that we could get through, and that it's for our greater good.
I know sometimes I think that, you know, and I know this has happened to me where something's not working. It always used to work. But as humans, we want to hold on. Oh, no, it always worked. And so we keep trying to move through it. And yet we keep meeting more and more resistance. But it is an idea where, oh, maybe there is a shift coming. Maybe I don't need to hold on so hard. And I think that's what you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes when things aren't working or your clients are like, no more or whatever, it is an opportunity to up level and look at what is the lesson. And I totally agree. We're here for lessons to learn all of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's not judging it, right? If we start judging it, it just perpetuates it. But we allow ourselves to say, okay, then what's next? What can I learn from? So I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. I think it's always important to look for the silver lining. It's the kind of thing that, one of the bizarre things that happened to me for writing my book is that I slipped on some black ice and broke my wrist. Well, I think had I not done that, I probably never would have finished writing my book.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes the silver lining isn't apparent immediately, but it certainly is there. And so it's a good thing to look for.
I totally agree with you on that, for sure. Like, right. And so we have to stop fighting sometimes and really kind of just pause and be still and receive those answers instead of push, push, push. And I know I've been there. I know where I just push and no. And it's like, no, right.
Yeah.
Let's just slow down and see where we can shift. I have a piece of artwork that's like, did you know we have angels just to wake us up in life when we get too comfortable, right?
Yeah.
And it is true.
Yeah.
So what is your mission with the book?
Well, I want to help people get through this crazy incarnated life better. And I think that I want to open up people to the presence of spirits around us that can help us make better choices, because it's all about the choices we make. And we, for the most part, go on autopilot and aren't even aware of the multitude of choices that we're making all day long. Yes, there are major things that are written, but a lot of our choices are things that we don't really take into consideration, and we just do. And then we think to ourselves later on, ooh, how did this happen? Well, a little forethought helps a lot. So I'm thinking that people communicating with spirits, so the spirits are there and trying to show us, you know, this is a choice. Watch out. You know, turn left, don't go right here, or turn right, don't go left here. You know, show up, don't stay home.
So to keep us present, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely. I did mean to ask, you talk about sweat lodges. I'm a big sweat lodge person.
Okay.
I have attended them. I'm not a pour. I've attended the fire, but I'm not a water pour. And I did many up in New York. You're from New York. I did up a lot of them up in New York and sat with the Shinnecock for many years. And now I'm down here in Birmingham and go up to Nashville. But I do find it very important. And I know I've had a past life as a Lakota. And I know part of my own DNA structure is from the Creek Indians here. So I do find it very important. What is your take on that? How do you find this helps us?
Very much. I had one of my spirit guides, principal spirit guides, join me. He's a First Nation person and Lakota. And I wasn't even aware of sweat lodges or any of that. And basically, because of his presence around me, he helped me to do vision quests and pour lodges myself now. So I found it to be tremendously grounding. And I think that as I continue to develop my communication with spirit, I'm very much of a flight risk where, you know, it's very easy to be out of body. And with the First Nation sweat lodges and ceremonies, it's very grounding. You're there with Mother Earth, and you are very much in your body. And then, you know, it's all about experiencing in it, being incarnated, and then at the same time being able to be connected with spirit without actually leaving your body. People leave their bodies a lot when they don't have any idea.
I could too. I hear you. And I agree. It's my medicine, like getting in the womb of Mother Earth. It is definitely my medicine.
Yeah.
And I love attending them. Is your lodge, are your lodges open? Are they open to the
Yes.
public? Can we put that out
Yes.
there?
Yes. My lodge is open to the public. It's in New Rochelle, New York. And people are welcome. I do it, lead this
Okay.
once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah, at the
Nice.
New Dawn
Yeah, in the
Foundation.
Lakota fashion.
It's in the Lakota tradition. I was trained in that
Yeah, that
tradition.
was my first learning.
It's
Yeah. And now I go up to Nashville. Lee McCormick, he has one every month as well. I don't make them as often because it's several hours drive for me, but he is open to all people, but he does a beautiful lodge. And I just find it so reassuring, bringing us back to the roots of who we are and sitting with Mother Earth. And it
absolutely.
has helped me many
Yeah,
times. Yeah,
and it's important for
definitely.
us to honor Mother Earth because we've pretty much forgotten how to do that. You know, now that
Yeah.
things are getting a little intense with Earth changes, we're trying to paddle upstream a little bit, but we can learn to be in balance, I think.
Yeah, definitely one of the messages for the eclipse is like get out on Mother Earth,
Yeah,
right?
yes.
Definitely get out, put your feet on. I tend a medicine wheel. So even though I don't make the sweat lodges every week, I work on a medicine wheel and just keep tending it and moving rocks and coming to the center and do my prayers there.
Right.
So I do have that. And I love to just sit on Mother Earth. And it's so valuable just to listen and feel the wind and notice the light. So I definitely agree with that. And I think there are many ways that we can set up rituals, set up sacred spaces outside, and just really be in touch. And I think that's what the lodges teach us as well, for
Right.
sure. So I'm happy
Yeah.
to hear that. Yeah. And I have people ask me all the time up in New York, where do you go? Where do you go? So I will definitely include that in our notes
Oh,
as well.
absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Where would you like me to direct people to find your work and to find the book?
Well, at alexandraleclaire.com, it's my website, and you can get all the information about me, my books, and Sweat Lodge, and how to get organize a session. I do sessions with people, person, and then I also travel. I can do presentations, and I give workshops on communicating with spirits, and I do that internationally also.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to Inner Traditions for the publishing of the book, Healing Wisdom with the Afterlife.
Yeah.
And I'll put a link for them in the show notes as well. Yeah,
Yeah,
thank
it's my
you.
book.
So, Alexander, as we go to close, I like to come back and ask this question. How do you feel working with this wisdom from the afterlife can help to empower the spirit right now?
I think it's really, really helpful to know that, first of all, we should never be afraid, and that at the same time as we should never be afraid, we are never alone. And that whatever is going on in our lives, it's a learning experience. We have the necessary helpers around to get through it, celebrate if it's a celebration, or carry you through it if it's a difficult time. And that things are always getting better. They're always getting better. It might not look that way, but yeah. And always look for that silver lining. Look for that silver lining. It's there. It's always there.
We are never afraid. We are never alone. Always something to learn from our experiences. And we do. We have helpers all around us. We just have to ask and receive.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been most helpful. What a great book. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, and thank you so much. It's been such a wonderful experience talking with you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, to your spirit. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yes, it is very helpful to know that you need not be afraid of connecting with the spirit world and that you are never alone. Whatever is going on in your life is a learning experience. Connect and call in the necessary spirit helpers around you. Even in the darkest of times, remember, things will get better. We have to go through it to heal it, to learn from it, and to grow. All of the links for Alexander in the show notes. And if you're local to the Birmingham area, ask Ritual and Shelter for the book and do support your local businesses wherever you are. I highly recommend an Akashic reading to help you understand your path and your spirit guides. I'll leave a link in the show notes to schedule a reading with me. Thanks again for listening. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, to your spirit. Namaste.